Name Basis, Name Boss. Yasa Kopashu Estel, Suzo is put with Pasha Frain of Suzo Batoya, Shiva Oyam Shemoya. We have four parshas in the Tefillin, the last of the four is Oyam Shemoya. The way they're written the Torah is Parshas Psuchos, except the last one is Parshas Tuma, which means that between every parsha in the Torah, there are breaks. Not what we call parshas, like gracious and Noah, but the parshas that have a gap of 9 letters in between them. There are two ways of doing it. One is called a Psucha, one is called a Tuma. Everybody agrees that it's the bottom of the previous line, you left 9 letters, and then you start the second line from the beginning of the line, that's considered Psucha. So that's the way we do it in the first three parshas of the Tefillin. We start everything, every parsha at the beginning of the line, and we end the previous parsha 9 letters before the end of that bottom line. That's for three of the parsha. Between Shema and Vayim Shemoya, Lachafilo, we want to make it Stuma, because in the Torah, Vayim Shemoya is written Stuma. Now here we have a problem, because the Machlokes had to do a Stuma. And according to the Rosh, the way you do a Stuma is by starting writing on that line and making a gap in the middle of the line. But here we can't do that, because each column is a different parsha. You can't have Shema like part of Shema in one column and continue on the second column. So therefore, there's really no way of doing it Stuma L'Kuli Yama. So the Mechaber says, you have to do it Stuma, and according to the Mechaber, you do it as Stuma of the Rama, which basically means that the last one of the Hoyim Shemo, you make an indent of 9 oises, you don't start from the beginning of the line, and that makes it into a Stuma. Now the Mechaber says, if you didn't do the way I said, it's possible, which simply seems to be saying that if you made the three parshas Stumas, or the last parsha Psucha, it would pass. But the Ramos says, Yesh Machshir Lekulam Psuchos. That those that are Machshir, that even if the last one is Pasuach, in other words, Oyem Shemo is Pasuach, in which case you can make all four parshas the same fashion. They all start from the beginning of the line, and they end 9 letters before the end of that line. Then Ashkenaz says the Ramah is to make the Vayim Shemoya the beginning of the Pasha, which basically is making them all psuchas according to the Rosh. According to the Ramah, the Methodist is considered stuma. According to the Rosh, considered psucha. The Taz came up with a Kiddush, which many other Achareim hold of, the Mogoyin, and there's much worse in the Ramah like that. That we have a way to make it Stuma L'Kuli Yama. Why? Because if you make an indentation in Vayim Shemoya 9 letters, then that becomes a Psucha according to the Rosh. But if you make an indentation less than that, you make it less than only 7 letters indentation, but you need a break of 9 letters between the two parshas. So you make it Shema, you end, let's say, 5 letters before the end, and Vayim Shemoya, you start 5 letters also after the beginning of the line. So you have a sum total of 10 letters. And you combine the two. You combine the 5 from here and 5 on the top to have a gap of 9. That's not psucha, because the psucha you have to have 9 in one place. So many people, Minig Ashkenaz, that's the way the parshas look. They do this combination of the Taz. The Minig Svar is not to go with the Taz, they say to not accept that. So the whole discussion is a Svar the guy can borrow your tefillin. If you have a tefillin that's built, written according to the Taz and according to Minig of the Svar, then that may not be kosher. L'chein continues the Mechaber. Nogush a parsha kaddish v'yom shkiviyach a parsha shema matil b'reish shita. Those parshas start in the beginning of the line, like we said before, that makes them psuchos. So the same kaddish and the same v'yivyach and nichum kol k'day teisha oisiyes. And like we said, at the end of the parsha, you leave a gap for 9 letters. The same shema eim aliyah cholok. At the end of shema, you write till the end. The manicha will possibly lift up teisha oisis. If they do leave a gap, it should be less than 9 letters. Parshas Vayim Shemoya, Maschilim Be'emsa, Shita El Yoino. And Parshas Vayim Shemoya, you write in the middle, there was 9 letters into the first line of that column. And manicha for Nechola, today lift up teisha oisis.